Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well. Really appreciate your time. How good is this news? Jack Haig, you know, as we head towards the Tour de France, this is amazing.
Biggest news I've had in cycling ever. Jack Haig from Bendigo is going to be the team leader for Bahrain victorious in the Tour de France. That's amazing, Daniel. It's only the second time in the modern era that we've had a rider in the Tour de France. We've only had Zach Dempster and Jack, and before that we had a rider from the 1930s. So not many people from Bendigo have ever made it.
Let alone being a team leader. But what role would that mean for Jack? I mean, obviously, we know what a team leader does. But from a Tour de France perspective and riding perspective, what does that do for him?
Well, the other riders are going to work for him to try and win the Tour de France.
Yep. So instead of the
Whether
other way around.
I'm not sure. But maybe the team isn't strong enough. I'm not sure. But he's going to be up there as a GC, general classification rider, which means the others will do all the work for him and he can just sit back and reap the rewards of other people working instead of him doing the work. So when he comes to the big climbs and the time trials, he should be a little bit rested. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. So that's the general gist of it. As it says, being the team leader, it's, as you say, everyone else working for him. So realistically, Noel, as you said there, the team probably not the strongest, but do you still believe that he could win a stage potentially?
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
Well, his team came second in the Giro d'Italia as an unfancy team, so they're quite good. Look, he's got to be in with a chance to win the Tour de France. He really does.
Right.
But, I mean, I think it's going to be a bit hard. You've got the Slovenians, Primoz Roglic, and last year's winner, today, Pogacar. Well, they're pretty good, those two. And the whole Ineos team from Britain. But Jack will go pretty good.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Tour de France, see how Jack goes. And, of course, we'll be kept up to date with everything that's going on with the Tour de France with you, Noel. Last weekend, of course, was the Merv Dean Memorial, the three-day tour. How did that go? A bit of a wash-up for us.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a bit of a hard tour to run for the club. They did a great job putting it on in a COVID-restricted environment. They had like 150 entries initially or near there. And they cut it back to 65 because Melbourne riders weren't allowed in it, all metropolitan riders. But it turned out to be a really good tour. And the podium in A grade was dominated by riders out of Bendigo. Young Dylan McKenna from Castlemaine won the tour. From the two Ballarat riders, Liam White and Nick White. And then young Blake Agnoletto was in fourth and Sam Eddy in fifth. So Bendigo did really well. It was a good tour. And B grade was very interesting because for the first time ever, normally we have a B grade and a C grade. This year there was no C grade and they decided they would have B grade but split into a men's tour and a women's tour.
Yeah.
And so Tilly Field from Ballarat, she won the women's B from Justine Barrow and Courtney Sherwell. And the B grade was won by Matthew Irons from Isaac Fletcher and Adam Jackson, the local. But the interesting thing is the B grade men and women rode together and Tilly Field won against the whole lot. So, you know, she really won the B grade tour outright, even though she was classified as being the women's tour winner. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Well done to you, Tilly. Noel, just very quickly, mate, the juniors heading up to Brisbane, hopefully, for the Nationals. Is this the third, maybe fourth attempt?
Nah, third attempt,
third.
Daniel, the poor kids. I feel for these juniors in Bendigo. There's eight kids from Bendigo District Cycling Club, which is huge, out of a team of 22 juniors going to Brisbane at the Anamuse Velodrome. They're off in a week and a half. This is their third time these titles have been attempted to be run. So let's just hope they get away with it and run it. Like some of these kids are going to be having beards and whiskers by the time they get out of juniors. But no, it's a great thing for these kids. We've got some good riders. We've got young Belinda Bailey, Hayley Jack, Lilith Jones and Lucy Hall. Like four young ladies. That's big for a club. And the Haddon brothers, Chase and Nate, two brothers riding in the juniors. That's good.
Yep.
And Angus Gill and Jamie Coles. Like, there's possibilities of those kids winning several gold medals. So hopefully their titles get a run for the third attempt.
Yeah.
And we'll keep an eye on how they all go.
Yeah, indeed. And it's fantastic that hopefully, let's hope that they're able to at least get a start, because I know there's obviously the easing of restrictions for regional Victoria up in Queensland as we speak, of course, but that could change in a heartbeat with everything that's going on. But, you know, let's hope for the third time that they're able to get up to the Anamuse Velodrome and, as you say, hopefully get some medals. Hey, Noel, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Thank you, Daniel. The Tour de France is coming.
Are you going to be up all night watching it?
Yeah, I watch a fair bit of it when I can, Daniel. I've got to try and survive. It's very tiring.
I'm sure you'll do well. Of course, you can always record it and fast forward the good bits. Is that how it works?
That's right.
That's it. All right, mate. You look after yourself, and thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Daniel.
Take care. Bye-bye. Noel Sen is joining us there, our cycling expert on Gold Central Victoria. It is the Sideline View.